Lake Effect continues on Milwaukee Public Radio now. I'm Audrey Nowakowski.
And I'm Mitch Tyke.
It's a cliche to say that homeownership is the American dream. For generations, it was a milestone that people aspired to and generally went without question. But a storyline in recent years, especially following the burst of the housing bubble in 2008, has been the reluctance of the millennial generation to adopt that version of the American dream.
But there are signs that may be changing, at least for some in the Milwaukee area. And that's one key story reported in a series of articles in the March issue of Milwaukee Magazine. Managing editor Dan Simmons and senior editor Matt Rohde are with us in the studio now. Welcome to the show.
Glad to be here. Thanks.
So what was your approach in this series of articles? Was there a storyline you were trying to cover that you'd not covered in other real estate pieces before?
I think the big question in real estate in general is what's taking so long for the millennials to get into it. So that was the framing question, and then everything else was sort of what fell in place from that question, which we found the answer is actually yes.
Well, and so what had kept the millennials out for so long, and what's changed that the millennials are now playing a role in this real estate market?
Part of it is they were waiting for job prospects and job security to improve after the recession. They were waiting to pay off student loans and these other debts that are somewhat unique to their generation. And I think there was a big psychological hurdle of just learning to trust the market and these institutions that they're innately skeptical of.
Well, and anecdotally, you know, I'd heard that, you know, this was not necessarily home ownership was not part of their American dream at an early age the way it might have been for their parents or their grandparents too.
Not at all, yeah. The dream was more to experience life in various places and jobs and not be tied down to a place and a mortgage as previous generations did.
Now, I know you didn't write this particular part of the series or the package, rather, but how are millennials now showing themselves in this market? What's the are they buying, you know, is it house buying? Is it condos? What's the storyline for them at this point?
It seems to be a mix. They're not abandoning single-family homes by any means. There's a, in fact, one of our colleagues who's a millennial just got a pretty standard, what would be considered starter home in Bayview. So that market is hot, but I think more than previous generations, they're interested in other arrangements like condos.
Well, and it's interesting. You mentioned, you know, the idea of a starter home in a place like Bayview. And one of the neat features of this package is, you know, what you'll get for a variety of different price points throughout the market.
Indeed. It's very enlightening to see, you know, different parts of Milwaukee, city and suburbs, the very, very different price of real estate.
Interestingly, yeah, the average housing price, the average house price in Milwaukee County as a whole was $155,000, which when you say it that way, is sounds pretty reasonable. Along those same lines, Matt Rohde, you looked specifically at property taxes and kind of their double-edged sword as well.
Right. So Milwaukee, the house prices are pretty low, but Milwaukee has one of the highest. City of Milwaukee total has one of the highest property tax rates in the state. Brown Deer is pretty high as well. The saving grace there is that your median house price is pretty low. So what you end up paying for property tax bill isn't as bad as it could be. We did a sort of a mini study to figure out which areas under those rules would be the most expensive. And good old Dane County really rose to the top because they have pretty high property taxes, pretty high home prices, so you get the double punch. Milwaukee, Ozaukee County, and Waukesha County rank pretty high. So, for example, Waukesha, city of Waukesha, median home price times total property tax rate gives you a bill of $5,100. If you go all the way to the lowest place, go out to bucolic Iron County, then you're only paying about $1,200. So this is another factor those millennials have to take into account.
I imagine the median home price in Iron County is fairly low as well.
It is, yeah. Wow, it's pretty low. It's about $100,000. So
millennials not minding a long commute might right. do well to look at Iron County,
right? Or who are in logging, perhaps? They certainly wear the shirts.
Thank you. Thank you for that. Dan Simmons, you write about the short-term or relatively short-term rental market. We have probably all heard about Airbnb and how it's kind of shaken up the hospitality industry to some degree. But what's its place in the rental market?
It's a major player in bigger cities across the country. The number and diversity of offerings in Milwaukee seems to be growing by the month. And I feature a woman who lives in Connecticut but has kind of left a trail of rentals behind everywhere they've lived in the world, including Brazil, Miami, and now Whitefish Bay. And her particular angle on the market is to provide short-term furnished houses for families.
And short-term, we're talking like between a month and a year or so, right?
Exactly. She doesn't do the typical Airbnb thing, which is to rent a place, you know, for a night or a weekend, maybe a week. Her shortest rental term is 2 months, and she'll rent up to a year.
Well, and you know, one of the rubs that that Airbnb has gotten, especially when we're talking about these extremely short-term, you know, by the night or by the week kind of rentals, is that the neighbors are a little concerned about that. But it does not sound like that is the case with her property.
They're pretty out of sight, out of mind. I talked to some of the neighbors, and they said, we know what's happening there. They don't bother us.
This is pretty high-end stuff anyhow.
It is. Yeah, Whitefish Bay. So I don't think they're the ideal neighbors. I think they realize it could be worse.
and I think the thinking is that the people that would live there for, you know, a couple of months are not necessarily invested in the neighborhood. But on the other hand, at the price that a rental like this comes in at, they're not going to trash the place either.
No. And the landlord here, as I mentioned, has houses in Brazil and Miami, and said Milwaukee is just la-la land. She really doesn't have much to worry about with the standard tenants here. In Miami, one of her rentals ended up in the hands of a paramilitary family from Central America, and there were, you know, a catch of weapons and drugs and such. So
that has not been the case in Whitefish Bay.
Not so far.
not to our knowledge. Well, and so was there anything about the Milwaukee area's real estate market that you learned from doing this that really stuck out as a surprise?
Some of the statistics that most home sales, most closings in 2015 since 2005 is pretty astonishing. Was it millennials made up 30% of buyers in 2015? Was unexpected. Because we've been used for many years now doing one grim real estate story after another. It's surprising to get an actual upward curve like that.
And there's a timeline about the foreclosure crisis in Milwaukee and some indication that the foreclosure crisis might be easing to a degree.
There have been multiple waves, and experts are always kind of predicting the next wave. And, oh, what's going to happen when the loans, patched up the loans expire, which is going to happen in another year. And I don't know if we or our reporting picked up much news of a new wave to come this time. But there's still lots of many vacant homes, as we've reported in the past, that are sitting out there. And the church groups and the city's response put a dent in, but it's still a huge outstanding problem.
Well, Matt Rohde, Dan Simmons, thank you both so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Dan Simmons is managing editor, and Matt Rohde is senior editor at Milwaukee Magazine. The magazine's feature on millennials and real estate is the cover story in the March issue.